Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Product Sourcing and eBiz Show, brought to you by WorldwideBrands.com.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Robin Cowie. Today, I'm lucky enough to be joined by the lovely and brilliant Miss Lisa Satora of WhatDoIsell.com. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Hands down, one of the best ways that you can find products to sell for your business is to source them from trade shows and conventions.
Absolutely, Rob. There are over 4,000 trade shows in the U.S. alone, and there are shows practically in every single industry. It's really one of the best places to source a variety of products, to find out about new products, to connect with vendors, to actually look at the merchandise before you decide to place an order. It's really an excellent resource for developing your business.
Well, Lisa and I attend countless trade shows and have learned through experience there's a right way and a wrong way to tackle this kind of sourcing. So today we're going to talk about what you should do prior to attending a trade show or convention. This whole process then, Lisa, starts with deciding what kind of show you want to attend. Where do we start?
With 4,000 shows, you have a lot to choose from. There are several websites that will tell you what the shows are, but one of the best sites that I have found is a website called TradeShowWeek.com. You can look for a trade show, search their database either alphabetically, by industry, by city and state, even by the month. If you have a particular month that you're available to go to a trade show, you can search by month. It's an excellent resource for finding trade shows.
And another source for finding shows, certainly industry magazines, trade publications within the area of what you're trying to find. That's another good resource for finding information, right?
Yes, and all of the trade show publications, magazines, newsletters, that is where all of the trade shows advertise. So if you, for example, sell in the gift and decorative accessories market, those magazines and publications geared to that market will tell you not only the trade shows in the United States, but they will tell you about the international trade shows as well. And you always find out in plenty of advance time.
Right. I do recommend everybody definitely do your research once you've kind of finalized your last two or three shows. Say, all right, these two or three are the ones I'm interested in. Go into their websites. Most of these places have websites. Go and look very carefully at what you're going to go. But now we have selected a trade show that we're going to go to. Let's talk a little bit about preparation. So what are some of the primary requirements that a trade show might have of you when you're deciding to go to the show?
Well, you know, Rob, you have to do some preparation. You cannot just show up the day of the show and expect to be admitted, because these shows are for industry professionals.
Right.
So you need to prepare and have all of your business information set up. Now, there are several things that you want to do before going to the show. Let's go over a few of the most important ones. The first thing you have to do is you've got to have your business license, also known as your UBI number or your tax ID.
Right.
You've got to have that in order to apply for your registration for the show. You're going to need to have your resale certificate if you go to the show and if you're planning on placing orders. People can get their resale certificates very easily. It's a PDF document that you download off of the internet. You just go to your State Department of Revenue and you'll find it there. The other thing that you want to have is a business checking account with your business name printed on it. This is very important because this is one of the requirements that they will ask you to either fax in or to show when you are putting in the application for your show. So you want to go to the bank, very simple process, open a checking account, and you're going to need that with your business name printed on it.
Right.
Another important thing are business cards.
Yes. I just want to emphasize to people the reason why we're going through this list and we're not done on the list is that, quite rightly, trade shows are set up for industry professionals. I've attended many a trade show where they've been guarded about letting people in because they don't want people there shopping, for instance.
Exactly.
This is for people who are looking to meet manufacturers and wholesalers. They really do want to protect the integrity of the show and the work that gets done at the show.
So, that is so true. And, you know, just to piggyback on that, when you attend a show, the only person who's authorized to attend the show is you and usually another buyer, which also they will have to fill out a registration. So you cannot go to the show and bring your family. They
right.
don't allow any children. It is definitely something that is business related, so you can't just come with a group and say, hey, we're coming in. Wear comfortable shoes because you do a lot of walking.
Yes, yes, you do. One of the things that you're going to do at the show is collect lots and lots and lots of material. So you definitely want either a backpack or some kind of rolling suitcase.
Absolutely, because you will be literally taking out of that show every day pounds and pounds of materials. You will take that back to your home or your hotel room, and you will empty that out every day and go back and refill it the next day.
I mean, I know that I've done shows, and I will send FedEx two or three boxes of material back to the office
yeah.
so that I can review all that stuff there, because really there is a tremendous amount of material that you're going to gather, and that's one of the key goals of going to these places is to get information.
The thing about it is that when you go, you can place orders at the show, but you also are going to want to really consider all of the information and look at that when you get back from the show. People should always pre-register for the show, and they can do that online at the trade show website. If they pre-register, they will receive their badges in the mail, and then they can get right into the show.
Right.
One other thing that they can do as well when they go to that website is look at the exhibitors that will be at the show. So when they arrive, they will know exactly what companies are going to be there, and they can hit the ground running.
And have a plan so that you know how to navigate
exactly.
the show
exactly
in order to do business with the vendors that you want to meet.
Because there's a lot of vendors there, and it can be very overwhelming. So one of the important things, I always recommend that if you're going to look for a specific product, that's fine, but you also want to keep your mind open to look at all the suppliers that are there, because you never know when you're going to come across a product or a supplier who could be very, very good for your business, but you may not have thought about them in the first place.
When you get to the show, make sure you get a show directory. I've got
yeah.
a show directory for every show. I normally get actually two of them, one that's clean and then one that I make notes on myself. Show directories actually contain a lot of contact information
yeah.
as well.
Show directories are fabulous because they give you all of the contact information for every vendor who is exhibited at the show. Earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about picking up catalogs, and I wanted to mention why that is so important. When you go, even if you see a supplier you think you're not interested in, grab their catalog. The reason for that is, first of all, the products that are displayed at the show are usually only a fraction of what is carried in a vendor's product line.
Right.
So you may get back to your office and find out that they carry hundreds of other products you didn't even know about. They may have the perfect product for you. But if you don't grab that information when you're at the show, you're really not leveraging your effort to be there.
And a lot of times those catalogs have the wholesale websites
yeah.
that you can't really get any other way. But one tip that I would also give about the website, if you do talk to a representative, ask them if they've got a password on their websites, because sometimes these wholesale sites will have a password and you can get it directly from the booth to get into that site. But most of the times those catalogs are going to have that sticker right in there saying, okay, this is the website that you should go and check out.
Exactly. And, you know, along the lines of what to say when you're talking to the vendors, one of the things that is really easy to get caught up in, especially if it's the first show that you've ever been to, is you stop and you talk and you stop and you talk, and before you know it, you've had, you know, five or six conversations and a couple, and, you know, a good hour or so has gone by. I always recommend that people try and first canvas the show and make notes about what suppliers that they want to talk to, make a list of questions that they want to ask those suppliers, and then go back and initiate the conversation. You know, they get very, very busy at the show. So when you approach them, you really want to be brief and to the point and know specifically what you want to find out about their product line so you can make the best use of your time there.
And this is another thing that reemphasizes that whole professionalism point of view. If you know exact questions, you're going to come off as more professional, and you're
exactly.
going to get their attention, and they're going to get the information that they want. Remember, they are there to find new partners, so don't be intimidated by it.
And, you know, one tip that I actually got from a vendor themselves, they said, I wish that retailers would ban the words "I don't like this" from their vocabulary. thought that was such sage advice, because they said a lot of retailers come to their booth and say, oh, well, you know, I don't like that. But remember, it's not about what we as sellers like. It is about what our customers want to buy. And you can very much overlook something the customers want to buy if you are sourcing products on only what you like.
So, Lisa, you get back home. You've got a suitcase full of stuff, and you're normally completely overwhelmed. So where do we start?
You hit the nail right on the head. You do get back with a ton of material, and the most important thing to start with is taking action. When you get back from the show, it's really important to think creatively about what you have just seen. I just read a great article that I thought was such a good example of thinking creatively. I read an article about an entrepreneur who went to a trade show with the idea that she was going to sell products online. And while she was there, she saw these chocolate fountains, these big 4-foot-tall fountains, but instead of streaming water, they stream chocolate. And she saw this product.
Very Willy Wonka-ish.
Yeah, very. And she saw this product and she thought, you know what? This would be a fabulous product that I could start a rental business with. And she started a chocolate fountain rental business, and it's a multi-million dollar business now, and that was from one product that she saw at a trade show.
Wow.
So I just want to talk about that to show that the possibilities are endless. When you're thinking creatively about these products, you want to think about, are there new product lines that I've seen here that I could start a new niche, or that I could start a niche within a niche, which is what I like to call a micro-niche or sub-niche. Look at products for add-ons, for cross-sells. The first step you want to take, though, is you've got to make sense of all these materials that you've brought back. So you need to sort them into two piles. You want to make a group of materials that you want to act on right away, the things that really jumped out at you and caught your eye, and the materials that you're going to look at later. And the way you do this is you take all your notes, and you go through that first, and you check off the items that are the most interest to you. And then you sync that list up with the materials, the catalogs, the price lists, the brochures that you've brought back with you from the show.
Right.
Now you've got a group that you can take action on and start to move forward to the next step, which is going to be evaluating these products and also looking at the further relationship you want to develop with these suppliers.
Right, right.
And the show directory is so important because you should have made notes in there, and that's going to help jog your memory when you get back from the show. Because you will be overwhelmed with the amount of information. The other thing you can do is in the show directory and in any of the materials that you've brought back from the show, magazines that are industry-oriented, you can start reading some articles in those magazines and find out, you know, what are the trends? What's coming up? What's on the horizon? Now, the other thing you want to do, and this is really, really important, is when you have your first group of materials that you're going to follow through with, you want to go to each of the supplier websites, and you want to see if they have an email notification list that you can sign up for a very important reason. Suppliers print the catalogs, they're beautiful, they're glossy, but they very quickly can become out of date as suppliers add new products to the line. So once you're on the email notification list, you will literally start getting emails. I mean, some of them I get daily from suppliers saying, we've got new products that just came in, or we want to announce a special pre-sale offer for some of our merchandise. That is really how you tap into real-time what is going on with these vendors that you're interested in dealing with.
I do want to issue one word of caution, which is suppliers vary. Every supplier you meet will have a different technique and just a different way that they run their business. And what I do want to caution is if you go to the website, sometimes some suppliers don't update their websites as often as possible. The ones that have a password and it's behind the password, they're usually a lot more diligent about it. The other ones who will have a website, sometimes they have an opinion that if they put everything on the website, they're going to be imitated or copied. So sometimes that website does not reflect the extent of their inventory. So while a website is a very good indicator, and I find that more and more suppliers are getting more and more savvy and they are using passwords to protect their areas and they are more diligent, at the same time, don't think just because you go to the website, that's the extent of what it is.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because we need to differentiate here that suppliers are going to give you information in three different ways. You're going to get the catalog that you picked up at the show. You're going to get the emails that they send out real-time with any late-breaking updates. And then there's the information on the website. And you're exactly right that the information on the website is not always current. So that's why, as a seller, you don't want to rely on just the website or just the catalog or just the emails that a supplier might send you. You want to work with all three of those streams of information to really get a good feel for what's going on.
Right. Well, we're out of time with Lisa Satora, www.whatdoisell.com. Thank you so much. I'm Robin Cowie.
Today's Entrepreneur Product Sourcing and eBiz show has been brought to you by WorldwideBrands.com and Entrepreneur.com. Join us again next week for more free eBiz education with the Internet's leading product sourcing expert.